So, action step today is very similar to every Saturday, is get a number on the board. If you are in Rank Makers, then you should be prospecting human beings on a weekly basis. There should never be a week where you don't talk to anybody about your product, service, or your opportunity. So if you're looking at your numbers and you haven't reached out to anybody, or it's you know, you feel that it's maybe lower than it should be, reach out to some people today so that you can proudly update that tracker either today or if you're going to be hanging around with us tomorrow. Update that tracker so you can put a little bit higher number, but don't have a zero week. Just don't ever do it. Whether you got, you know, three weddings to go to and you know, you're working 80 hours a week, don't be a rank maker and have a week where you don't prospect anybody. Just don't do it. Not every week has to be high production, but just don't have a week of no production. That's where you gotta differentiate. You gotta really take a stand and say, I will not have a week where I don't reach out to anybody. Because it doesn't matter how much you study. If you study all day long every day and you're super wicked smart about, you know, what to say when and blah, 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 but you never actually execute, you never actually reach out to anyone, it doesn't help you, it doesn't help you impact anybody. It's just not good. So make sure today, reach out to a couple extra people. If you haven't reached out to anyone, reach out to your first people so that you can proudly update that tracker. Update it today if you're not going to be around tomorrow. If you're going to be around tomorrow, then wait till tomorrow. And so the tracker, for those new or who have missed 70% of all the videos inside Rank Makers, it's at higdongroup.com/tracker. higdongroup.com/tracker, and rock it out. We give out recognition. We give out prizes. Sometimes we do surprises for those that fill out the tracker. So make sure you do. And you will want to have that progress, right? You'll want to start being accountable to that tracker and rock it out. All right. So let's get into the training. So the topic of the training is powerful people don't convince. And I just want to help you out. A lot of times people are they'll say things like, how do I convince my husband that this is a good idea? Or how do I convince my broke brother-in-law that he should do this and that it's legitimate? And it's almost the opposite of posture. And so I never require people to accept, approve, or agree what it is that I'm doing or my ideas or whatever else. I am not in convincing mode. And what I found is some people will try to place you in a convincing mode. And so it's like, it's a weird scenario. And I have found, I don't know, 99% of the time, arguably 100% of the time, when someone places you in a you need to convince me mode, they have all the power. You have no power, they have all the power. So it's kind of like, you know, those old Westerns, I talk about this from time to time, where they say, dance, boy, and they shoot at your feet and the person dance. Well, they're clearly in power, right? And so my suggestion to you is don't ever go into convince mode. So if someone doesn't agree with, accept, or approve of what it is that you're doing, whether it's network marketing, whether it's your product, whether it's, you know, making money from home, whether it's a home business, whatever that is, okay? Thank them for their opinion. Well, cool. I got it. That's your opinion. No problem. When you stop convincing, you instantly gain more power because most people, okay? You know the people that are chastising you for being in network marketing and are making fun of you or saying that it'll never work, blah, 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 blah. They could not function if someone was challenging them in the same way they're challenging you. They couldn't function. They'd get all weird. So when you don't give them the payoff of being negatively impacted or trying to convince them, right? When you don't do that, it's weird to them. And it's like, whoa, they weren't even affected by my crappy comments. That's weird. It's very strange to them. And I want you to just think about, you know, I saw an interview with Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, who, it cracks me up, man. I've been seeing some of his social media stuff lately, and it's like he's really trying hard to be human. What's happening? How are you? Happy Saturday. I hope you are rocking it. Hope you got a good weekend